It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in the studio today. Beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Good morning, Mr. Fonger. Thanks for being such an excellent producer for us this morning. But more importantly, good morning, grilling world. How are you? Thanks for tuning in. We've got some cool stuff today coming up for you. We are going to get into planning your backyard out, because guess what? Spring is knocking on a door.
That's right. We're in March now. It is not going to be too long before the lakes are open and your backyard is thawed out, and you're going to want to get this thing rocking for this summer. Build yourself the little grilling mecca on the backyard. Today we've got a lot of people with us. From Rhonda from Belden Brick is going to be joining us here in Grand Rapids. Dan Hart owns a business called the Outback Casual Living. Then our friend Chris Marks and several others. But right now on the line, we've got our favorite Goomba from the East Coast, Big Paul. Are you out there, brother?
Hey, Bob, how are you guys?
Hey, dude. We just want to know.
It feels like summer here where I am right now. It's about 65 degrees in North Jersey.
Oh, cut it out.
It's amazing.
I'm just wondering if folks in Jersey are doing that whole outdoor kitchen thing as big as they are everywhere else around the country.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? You know, people don't realize there's a heck of a lot of nice places here, a lot of suburbs. And, you know, Jersey is like, I think we invented the backyard. And so everybody's into deck and into, you know, barbecuing. And, you know, the officials, it's not summertime and you fire up that grill. And we can't wait. You know, we do it all year long. But there's something special about that first big cookout. And it's coming up soon.
Well, with football over with, I think the Jersey Giants might be doing a little grilling in their backyard, too.
I told you guys.
I don't even want to know how much you made on that game. You can tell me off air.
I made a little calamari and some clams. It was very nice.
Yes, you did.
So, in terms of planning out your backyard, now you were telling me before that you're kind of in the remake on your backyard. What's going to go in the Rotella backyard this year that's going to spice it up?
Well, you know, Bob, I think we're going to go with a big commercial grill this time. You know, we always have a lot of people over. You probably know on Sundays, you know, every Sunday we have a big party. And, you know, the more the merrier. But, you know, it's tough when you're working with a regular conventional grill. So I think we're going to do something a little different. My wife and I are talking about getting this big grill, kind of like you see in a commercial type of a restaurant, a diner or something like that. So we can make maybe, you know, 50, 60 hamburger patties at a time, you know, throw some real steaks and stuff on. And that's going to be an art. I'm going to let you know how I navigate that thing this year.
Okay,
put everything on one side, but to take it off on the other.
Here's what you want to look at. A G4000.
Well, that sounds like it's an aircraft.
Made by Tech. It would match your Gulfstream perfectly.
I can put it outside the window and we can cook as we're flying or what?
It's made by Tech. It is the sweetest. It's a big monster. It's a big four burner. I'll be cooking on one Wednesday down in Atlanta. It's the ultimate beast.
Oh, Bob, you got to put that on your website or send me some info on that. That sounds terrific.
I'll do that. So what else are you going to do on that? What else are you going to do on that back deck?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, it's interesting because we're thinking about doing a seafood feast for the grand opening, which is kind of unusual. But I just got back up from South Florida, and the Dorados, the Mahis, were really running. And we hit a whole bunch of them. And I got a good buddy of mine who's really good at that. Everything from taking it apart sushi style to making some beautiful, you know, Mahi steaks on the grill. I think we're going to do a big seafood fest to kind of do the home opener. What do you think?
Oh, I love Dorado. Love catching them, too. Where were you fishing?
Yeah. Down at Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was gorgeous. One day we went all the way down. I thought we were getting into the Bahamas a little bit. The water started changing their beautiful color, and it was just gorgeous. Unfortunately, you probably hear it, I lost my voice because, you know, the winds were kicking up, and so you're yelling on a boat for 2 days. And about 3 or 4 days ago, I couldn't even squeak, so your timing was perfect.
Those Dorado, if you get them big enough, you can steak them, and those grill up really nicely. Just a little bit of little garlic and a little olive oil and salt and pepper, and oh, that's a beautiful piece of fish.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Best thing God ever made. And, you know, when they're running, they're fun. Not like blue fishing off the Jersey Shore, but it is fun. When these things hit, they give you a nice fight. And when you land them, all you can think about is how you're going to cook it.
First Dorado I ever caught, I thought I had about an 8-foot fish on because this thing was ripping my arms off for about 20 minutes. I get him in the boat. It's only 2 feet long. I'm just shocked at the power this thing had.
Well, I got to tell you, though, but that's why it's so much fun. And, you know, and God rewards you by making them taste good, too. So, you know, it's worth the fight. It's definitely worth the fight.
It really is. And they turn that gorgeous.
You make it with a little bit of tomato sauce and a little bit of some leeks and olives and stuff like that and capers.
Oh, that sounds good. Making me hungry, and I just ate.
There you go.
Well, I just wanted to get your pick on what to do for the back deck. This show today, we're talking about tearing apart your backyard and making it a grilling guy's backyard so that it's the envy of the neighborhood. And we want to help people plan it out. And you're such a planned guy. I thought you might have a take on it, and I'm going to definitely make sure I get you some info on that big G4000 because that's your kind of grill. It'd go nice with those Rolexes you wear.
Hey, let me tell you something. All I can tell you is this. Anybody listening out there, start early. The sooner the better, because the sooner you start grilling, the longer you can keep grilling, and you want to grill for the whole summer. So I wouldn't wait until any official times or whenever spring or summer comes. As soon as the weather gets nice, get out there and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's good advice, Paulie.
All right, pal. It's always good talking to you guys. I'm heading down to AC this weekend. You got any advice?
You're going where?
Down to AC.
Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Bob had a blank look on his face like, AC, no, wait, it's not that warm out.
He's getting older now. Are you still taking those pills so we can go to the bathroom okay?
I'm headed to Atlanta, so I'm trying to tie in AC with that. It's like, Yeah, hey. No advice. No, I think last time I was there, I ran into you, so that's all I can tell you is look for me sitting at a stool somewhere.
Okay, Paulie,
well,
I got some then.
Good luck then, pal.
I got some advice for you is stay away from guys that look like they're looking for you. Because
That's a good piece of advice, and I'll write that one down.
All right, man. You take
Gentlemen,
care.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
Ours, too.
That's Big Paul Rotella, the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and just a good guy.
Yeah, real good guy. And, you know, he's a guy that lives large, has a lot of fun. But just really, you can tell he enjoys people. He enjoys entertaining. And he didn't break down all the details of his back deck that he's going to be changing up. But I'm betting that that's going to be one place to get together and socialize is on Big Paulie's back deck. So, yeah. And, you know, that's what this is all about, this show today on the Grilling Guys, is that we're going to talk about what you can do, some little tidbits, big things, little things, anything that might happen out there, just to make your deck a little bit better place for you and your family to get out and enjoy a grilled meal, enjoy friendship, get people over, and just, you know, life isn't all about working. We got to relax a little bit, and our backyard's a great place to do it.
That's right. And, you know, I was talking with the folks down at Standale Lumber, and they wanted to be here today, but they're overworking the home show. So they've got a lot of great planning tools there. That deck we were broadcasting off of last year.
Right.
That stuff is gorgeous. That's another nice part that we need to tie in the next couple weeks, because that man-made surface is really the way to go.
Yeah, it is. And they've got a lot of it down there. They've got a lot of expertise to help do it. You know, and coming up in our next segment, speaking about materials for your deck, we're going to have Rhonda from Belden Brick right here in Grand Rapids joining us. She's going to help us plan an outdoor kitchen and patio, but was talking to her a little bit, and we're going to break down. They've got an all-new display area where they're going to have all of their outdoor products and kitchens as well there at their store, right here on Leonard Street in Grand Rapids. So stick with us. We'll be back with Rhonda, and she'll break that down. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Outside the window. Step back and here I'm calling. Give up, don't. high and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.